Verifying Anthropic Fable 5.1 claims. How to check pricing, performance, and research capabilities. Claims circulating about the release, performance, and pricing of Fable 5. One should first be checked against Anthropic's official model list and pricing table. In particular, figures such as 3x cheaper, 3 hours of development, and 16% usage should be interpreted separately in terms of API costs, subscription limits, and result accuracy. Fable 5.1 can be confirmed as officially released only if the same model name appears in Anthropic's model documentation, newsroom, and pricing table. If the cost is 1/3 of the previous price, the savings are about 66.7%. If it is 1/4, the savings are 75%. Therefore, the phrase 3x cheaper alone does not provide an accurate price comparison. A subscription service's usage gauge and an API's input and output token rates are different metrics and should not be directly converted into one another. A case in which scientific software was built in 3 hours may be an anecdote about productivity, but it is not an independent benchmark proving scientific accuracy or model performance. When selecting a model, compare the cost per successful task, retry rate, latency, data policy, and safety restrictions, rather than just the nominal token price. Fable 5. One is described as an Anthropic model that significantly lowers costs while improving coding and scientific research performance. However, the provided material centers on a developer's experience and interpretation and does not include primary sources confirming the official model name, release date, API identifier, or pricing. Therefore, before adopting this model for actual work, it is necessary to distinguish between the claim that it has been released and officially confirmed product information. The following explains what has been claimed, which areas require further verification, and how to calculate pricing and performance fairly. Key claims made about Fable 5.1. The provided user review describes Fable 5.1 as an advanced model for coding and knowledge work, with significant improvements in agentic scientific research and token efficiency. Category claim made verification currently needed release Anthropic's new Fable 5.1 model official model list, newsroom announcement, API model ID purpose optimized for coding and knowledge work, official model description and supported features, research performance approximately 2x better agentic. Scientific research performance than the previous version benchmark name, dataset, evaluation conditions, margin of error development example implementation of molecular modeling and DNA analysis tools in approximately 3 hours code, execution environment, test results, scientific validation cost. Approximately 1/3 or 1/4, the cost of the previous model, official rates for input, output, caching and tool usage, approximately 16% of subscription usage consumed after working for more than 3 hours plan. Method for calculating limits, initial gauge, workload policy changes to data retention and safeguards applicable products, account types, regions, contract terms. The figures in this table are claims appearing in the provided material, not officially confirmed specifications. Official pricing tables and documentation should be used for purchases or system design. Criteria for confirming whether it is an official Anthropic model: the appearance of a model name in a video, post, or benchmark chart alone is not enough to conclude that it has been officially released. To determine whether Fable 5.1 is an official Anthropic product, at least the following sources must be consistent with one another. The exact model name must be listed in Anthropic's official model documentation. An API model ID that developers can call, along with supported features, must be publicly available. The official pricing table must list rates for input tokens, output tokens, prompt caching, and other items. The public release date and scope of availability must be verifiable through a release announcement or changelog. It must be clear whether the name is exclusive to the Claude web service or whether the model is also available through the API. If the name cannot be found in official documentation, the possibility of a typo, unofficial alias, internal benchmark name, or fictional scenario created by the video producer should remain open. In addition, if different names such as Fable 5.1, Opus 5, and Mythos 5.1 are presented together, the official product name and API identifier for each must be verified separately. A blog redesign is not evidence of model performance observations. That a page presented as a release announcement added a table of contents, color changes, and interactive elements concern website design. The explanation that Fable directly created the page is speculation unless the production process or code is disclosed. Changes in page design cannot prove either the model's release or its coding performance. The precise meaning of 3x cheaper, the phrase 3x cheaper, has an unclear basis of calculation. The result differs depending on whether it means the cost is one-third of the comparison target or has been reduced by one-third. New cost savings compared with previous cost example of precise, wording 1/3 of the previous cost, approximately 66.7%. The cost is one-third of the previous cost, 1/4 of the previous cost, 75%. The cost is one-quarter of the previous cost, 25% less. Then before 25%, you pay 75% of the previous cost, 45%. Less than before 45%, you pay 55% of the previous cost, therefore. The cost is one-third or one-quarter, and 25% or 45% savings are not the same claim. These figures may compare different tasks, reasoning settings, cache conditions, or models, so they should not be combined as though they represent a single discount rate. API cost formula, the basic cost of an API task, must be calculated separately for the following components. Total cost equals input token cost plus output token cost plus cache write cost plus cache read cost plus tool and add-on feature cost. If rates are provided per million tokens, each component can be calculated as follows. Token cost equals tokens used divided by 1 million times applicable rate models that use extended reasoning may require more output tokens or internal reasoning resources. Conversely, tasks that repeatedly read from a prompt cache may be cheaper than standard input. For an accurate comparison, the same prompt, reasoning level, maximum output length, and cache state must be used. Why 16% subscription usage differs from API cost, the example, in which a developer consumed approximately 16% of their usage after coding for more than 3 hours, reflects the experience of that particular account and session. However, it cannot be used as evidence that token pricing decreased by a specific percentage. The usage limits of a subscription-based cloud service may be affected by the following factors. The subscription plan being used, the selected model and reasoning settings, conversation length, and attachment size, limits that reset at fixed time intervals, the number of parallel tasks, and tool calls, service demand, and operating policies, whereas the API is billed based on actual token and feature. Usage, a subscription gauge, indicates the service usage limit. If the internal conversion method between the two systems has not been disclosed, 16% on the gauge cannot be converted into a dollar cost or token count. How to evaluate claims about scientific research capabilities? The provided example states that Fable 5.1 was used to implement an interface for handling molecular structures, protein binding modeling, DNA sequence analysis, and data file integration in approximately 3 hours. If it completed tasks that had not worked properly in an earlier version, that could be a useful observation indicating improved development productivity. However, software successfully running and producing scientifically valid results are separate matters. The following validation is required. Functional validation: does it accurately read and write molecular files? Does it correctly display atoms, bonds, residues, and chains? Does it detect invalid input and explain errors? Does it produce reproducible results from the same input? Scientific validation: what binding prediction or computational model was used? What is the degree of error compared with reference data? Are the orientation, coordinates, and variant notation of DNA sequences accurate? Does it agree with existing tools on known validation datasets? Have the results been reviewed by a biochemistry or bioinformatics expert? Security validation: is uploaded research data transmitted externally? Are API keys or data files exposed in client-side code? Do the generated packages contain known vulnerabilities? Does the contract permit the processing of sensitive genomic or research data? A development time of 3 hours can be recorded as a productivity example, but determining which model is superior requires repeated evaluations under the same requirements and environment. Why safeguards and data retention policies must be considered separately concerns have been raised that stronger safeguards may cause certain research requests to be rejected or restrict the scope of outputs, particularly in fields with dual-use potential, such as biology, chemistry, and cybersecurity. Excessive blocking may occur in the process of distinguishing legitimate research from dangerous applications. However, the claim that only external users are restricted, while Anthropic uses the model internally without any restrictions, cannot be stated as fact without publicly available evidence. When evaluating safety policies, it is more accurate to check the following. Which categories of requests are restricted? Is there an appeal or review process for refusals? Is there a separate access process for researchers? Are restrictions applied equally to the web service and API? Are policy changes and their effective dates made public? Data retention is a different issue from safeguards. How long input data is stored and whether it is used for model training may vary depending on the Claude consumer service, standard API, enterprise contracts, and separate data protection terms. Users should not rely only on model release marketing language and must review the latest terms applicable to the product and contract they will use. Metrics more important than the price list when choosing a model low token rates do not necessarily mean low operational costs. If errors cause many retries or people must substantially revise the results, the total cost increases. In practice, it is advisable to use a metric close to the following formula. Cost per successful task equals total execution cost divided by number of results that passed review comparing the following items using the same test set makes it easier to determine whether Fable 5. 1, or a higher tier model, is more economical in practice. Evaluation item measurement method, task success rate percentage, that passes predefined tests cost per success total API cost divided by the number of successful tasks, retry rate percentage of tasks that had to be run again revision time spent by people correcting the results latency time from request to completion stability degree to which result quality is maintained across repeated runs policy suitability percentage of required research and coding requests that are permitted data suitability, whether retention, training use, regional, and contractual requirements are met this. Evaluation is not about finding the nominally strongest model, but about finding the model that provides sufficient quality for a user's work at the lowest total cost. Verification checklist for before and after an official announcement. If considering adopting Fable 5.1, it is safest not to finalize production system costs or performance until the following information has been confirmed. Official model name and API model ID release date, and available countries, accounts, and products rates for input, output, caching and batch processing context length, and maximum output length, reasoning settings and support for tool calls, benchmark names, evaluation data, and comparison conditions. Data storage and training use policies, safety restrictions, and exception procedures for research purposes, model version pinning, and end of support policies after official confirmation is complete. A small-scale evaluation should first be conducted using samples from actual work. The results of a single project in a video or a usage gauge should not be directly applied as a user's own cost-saving rate. Conclusion based only on the provided account, Fable 5. One is portrayed as a model that improves the efficiency of coding and scientific research while reducing the usage burden. In particular, the example of rapidly building a molecular modeling tool demonstrates the potential of agentic development tools. However, until the exact release status, model specifications, token rates, and benchmark conditions are confirmed through official sources, it is difficult to cite the conclusion that this is Anthropic's latest model, now 3x cheaper, as fact. The most reliable approach is to check the official model list and pricing table, separate subscription limits from API costs, and then evaluate the model directly based on the cost per successful task.